sharing with you where they landed. Keep in mind all the people that I'm sharing with you right now. I'd say the vast majority, if not all of them, have government pensions. Yeah, these were appointed salaried positions in the Biden administration. You know Gina Raimondo has one. Big shot punch at pension plan. Lois Lerner was living on her pension plan after she screwed all the conservative people with audits. Remember that? Tried to crush everybody? Wait, that was way early on. She was one of the forerunners. You're on the edge. Stay right next here. Let's get back into this list. Oh, I just posted something of very, 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 very important information slash of interest to you. It's a fake AI Donald Trump, and he's preparing, looks like a barbecue, weekend barbecue for you. Yeah, he's doing chicken. He's got tortillas in there. What else he got going on? A big plate of food when he's done. This is really cool. He's got pico de gallo. I don't even know what that means, but he's got it. And it looks pretty cool. It's up on top of my page. Don't miss it. I said, I got to get invited to this cat's barbecue. Yeah, anyway, back into this. Let's see who else is bilking us. Rob Shriver, former acting director of Office of Personnel Management, for the Biden administration. He joined the Democracy Forward in January as a managing director per his LinkedIn. They all got the LinkedIn thing going on. Democracy Forward is a legal organization chaired by Democrat election attorney Mark Ellis. Oh, he's one of the evil ones. And funded by numerous left-wing nonprofits, which would be Tides Foundation, all of that stuff, repeatedly sued to impede the first Trump administration's agenda. The organization is doing more of the same so far in the second Trump term. Now, the first time around, they didn't know. They were naive. The Trump people in the first administration, they're like, wait a minute, we're getting sued. We'll go to court on this and take forever. As this time around, they can say, screw you. We may go to court, but we're going to act accordingly going forward on a lot of this. And if you want to challenge us, knock your lights out. Ain't going to work. Kylie Russ, former senior advisor for OPM, that's the Office of Personnel Management, who joined the office in 2022, is joining Shriver. At Democracy Forward, these are all mega left-wing anti-American organizations. Every one of them, and every one of these people they're Biden alumni. And these are the people, whether you like it or not, that have been making the decisions in the shadows. This is the shadow government I'm sharing with you. They're drifting over into private sector. She'll work as director on good government initiatives. As a senior advisor, good government initiatives. You know what they're really working on? They're working on making sure that Donald Trump doesn't go past 4 years. If they can help it past 15 minutes. Russ and Schreiner are not the only Biden administration veterans moving on to work for activist groups. Former Bureau of Land Management Director Tracy Stone Manning is poised to take over the president as president of Wilderness Society, which means they're gonna stop anybody from doing anything rational environmentally. While running BLM, that would be Bureau of Land Management, an operation that shouldn't even exist, Stone Manning helped the Biden administration crack down on fossil fuel-related activity in federally controlled lands, a position her new employer also endorses. So depriving us of God-given resources is what that says right there. Meanwhile, Josh Dixon, who served as special assistant to Biden. Are you writing these names down? This is all going to be on the quiz. Think I'm kidding? Biden has a deputy chief staff for former second gentleman Doug Emhoff. What's he doing right now? Is he banging a domestic servant? I don't know. Maybe. Hope it's a girl. Is now working for United Way as a senior vice president of public policy and advocacy. According to his LinkedIn, Lee Slater, a staffer of the Biden White House who worked as deputy director of legislative affairs office, is now working as a senior vice president and government of government affairs as the American Investment Council. Whoa. A major trade group representing the interests of private equity firms. So a bunch of rich guys that are working against America, really, is what that says. That this guy will be helping. Additionally, Reuters reported that numerous Biden administration attorneys serving in Justice Department, Securities and Exchange Commission, and elsewhere found employment at elite law firms in Manhattan and Washington after Inauguration Day. Well, this is a little bit snippet of information that comes down from the Daily Caller. Thank you, Nick Pope, for putting that up there and let us know. All these people are stone cold socialist hacks, every one of them. Now, they all have the right string of alphabet after their name, and they've got the experience needed by the communist bastards that want to destroy America, meld us into a one-world government, and they'll be at the top of the heap with plenty of money, though. Yeah. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, we don't have much time here. I'm doing short time, as they say in the slam. Not that I know anything about that. I posted... John Travolta, he's doing that stellar walk in Night Fever where he's going down the street in the daytime before he goes into the club at night. And this is outstanding. You got to see it. This is deep New York. This is serious-ass deep New York stuff. That's over there on Thayer Moore in Lexington on Facebook. The stuff I post, I'll tell you. I tell you, man. And he's getting two slices. He's getting that New York pizza, two slices. Holding them together and eating them all at once. I love it. Some deep New York stuff. There we're next year. Remembering when New York used to be the center of the universe. Still sort of is in many ways. Maybe it'll bounce back now that Donald Trump's back in D.C. You're on the edge. Thank you.